Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and welcome to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, why is this hot? Why is this running hot? Well, let's ask ourselves why that's running hot. It's probably running hot because we're doing this, huh? Can we back it off? Hi, it's Phil. Hello, it's Phil Hendry here, and okay, and we're live, or we're on tape. What the fuck is that? An emo? Anyway, welcome to our Wednesday show here. Oh, man. Oh, fuck. Hello to all of our subscribers. Hello to all of you guys that subscribe to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're happening, man. We're happening. We're good. We're groovy. We're pushing and pushing and looking for new ways to make the subscriber experience even more unique because God knows that big world out there keeps pressing in on us, you know? The big world out there says, why do you get to have a subscription site when all the other schmucks that do radio and they don't make any money? And I'm like, I don't know. You know, this is what we do. I mean, everybody, you know, Netflix is subscription and this is subscription and Hulu and, you know, so we subscribe. Well, they're TV, they're big time. Well, I'm not claiming to be big time. I'm just saying this is how we want to make our living. So the world presses in, you know, they insist that we are somehow, because we come from the stepchild world of entertainment, which is the radio world, which has lost all of its entertainment value over the last, it seems to me, the last 10 years. But, we're fighting, man. We're fighting against the, you wouldn't believe it. It's just, I'm serious. It's like, you know, it is a world, it's a hostile world. And it's in many instances, it's led by people who claim to be my fans. But here's the thing. When somebody likes your work, they don't necessarily like you. They like the work. The work is like, it was made by another version of you. You know, it was made by this Phil that they imagine is this really bitchin' guy who wants to sit around with them and, you know, play fucking video games and jerk off at the fucking mall or whatever the fuck, you know. I'm a version of myself that they dig, and the shows, they're all just kind of locked in a time-space continuum thing. You know, it's like, so when they first met me and that's who they were then, that's where they want me to be. And the real guy, they don't want to know about that guy because that guy is a fucking real guy, you know, and you have to like deal in adult terms with a guy like that, you know, and it's all very, you know, it's all stuff they don't want to deal with because in their real lives, they get paid, they do a job, they have real relationships in their real lives and they want to be dealt with in a real way. But in their fantasy world of listening to Phil's stuff, that's all where they get to shit all over everybody else. I mean, if it sounds like I'm, you know, slightly put out by the whole thing, of course I am. I have been since I got into this stupid fucking business, you know. I don't mind being whatever people want me to be, but I ain't going to be a guy that works for free. That's just, you know, any more than anybody else would be. Now, having said all of that, I'm not complaining about anything in particular, but I am looking to make the subscriber experience much more unique. And I don't quite fucking know how to do that in practical terms. There's all kinds of wild ideas that we could have. One of the things I just started doing, it's very small, very simple. You notice it. I've started to do intros for our Backstage Pass Classic Hour to give you a little more background, to give you some of the shit that what was happening in my head and how did this thing get created. You know what I should have fucking done, and I didn't think, we should have had some BSP, we should have flown, guys like Rory McLeod, who bought two tickets to the fucking show and wasn't going to make it, but he left those two tickets at will call for any BSP in the LA area to go and see the show. That was like totally fucking cool, Rory, and I should have flown, had I time, I honestly didn't, I only found out about that like a couple days, like maybe the day of the show. I should have, guys like Rory deserve a plane ticket, man. And I'm going to be doing your script tonight, Rory, the Larry thing, so just don't be too much of a pain in the ass. Now, anyway, I'm fucking around, you know I am. God, my fucking ear itches. God damn it. There's just so much that's wrong with everything. The whole world is just not right. I don't know why, but I've been getting a big kick out of Steve Bozell bawling like a fucking baby. That whole, you know, man, I tell you, it's just like... for my money, the best line was they're waiting to like, you know, have at him and then they're going to have my wife. Man, it's like a buffet. The road warrior is going to attack me. And then my wife, man, it's like a buffet. What a fucking pussy. Oh, man, you want to beat his ass. You want to beat his ass. Who's the team that will go worst to first? Why am I watching the NFL channel when I've sworn off this shit? When I have sworn off this shit. The Larry Grover, it was almost a script, and I was dancing around this, Rory, because I'm like, I don't really give a fuck about Game of Thrones, and I'm not saying that to make some great point. I'm just saying that simply in practical terms. You have to have some connection to the material, otherwise it's hard for you to... But that's what I'm going to base it in. And Larry obviously is enthusiastic. But what do you do when you don't personally have enthusiasm or information about a topic, but you want to do that bit and you want to have a character that's enthusiastic about it? What I've done, and it works, I think, from my way of thinking, is I have the character enthusiastically jump into the topic and not know shit about it. I think there's a level of real quality comedy there where the guy's like, you know, I just love Game of Thrones, and, well, who are some of the characters? They're demons, and they're, you know, I can't get into it now. I get lost in the world. I get so lost in that world. But they're elves, and they're witches, and they ride dragons and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. That's it, huh?
Yeah, no, there's more to it, Mr. Andy. Believe me, I don't want to bore you.
Bore me. Tell me, who's the main guy?
The main guy in Game of Thrones?
No, in Alice in Wonderland. Yes, Game of Thrones.
All right. The main guy in Game of Thrones... is the main demon.
And you mean like the dragon?
Yeah, is it the dragon?
What?
What dragon?
The fucking dragon, man. Everybody's been talking about a goddamn dragon.
Please, Mr. Henry, speak to me with respect.
I'm in a very dumb week.
Never mind.
I'm in a dumb week. And
another thing. Didn't I hear something like that during the marathon, the Bozell marathon?
Duncan catch his breath.
He was sobbing so much. Oh, my God. Jesus H. Christ. Went off and got the mail today. And some bullshit. You get a thing from the IRS that says, you didn't pay income tax in 2016. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know? Well, what it was a notice. Hey, that's McKenna Bay. I think that's one of my favorite places in Hawaii. No, it's going to be too late. I won't be able to show you, I don't think. It was really cool looking, though. They had a shot of... McKenna Bay is on southwestern coast of Maui. Am I right about that? And it's a big bay. There's an inactive volcano. Just the rim of the volcano is sticking up out of the water. So you effectively have a kind of a circular reef, if that's what what it's called, probably not. And a lot of people... scuba dive over there. A lot of people snorkel over there and, just take boats over there and chill. I haven't, but then, on the bay itself, on the beach, you body surf. Holy shit. The last time I body surfed McKenna Bay, because I'm not really a surfer. I surfed a little bit in high school, but never became great at it for one reason. It's too physical. You know, I don't want to do that much work. But I, like most of us, you get in the ocean, you do a little body surfing. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. But, and I haven't done that in like 4 years, four fucking summers. I haven't been out there in the ocean. That's got to end. This summer, it's got to fucking end. But I, God almighty, I was out there with my girlfriend at the time. I was dating a young lady, very wonderful woman named Denise Westwood. If you know Denise from her days at KLOS. KMET, K-Rock. I mean, she's like a legend in LA Music Radio. I say LA Music Radio because I'm a legend in all the other kind of radio. I'm joking around, Denise, if the word gets back to you. No, she is legendary. She was one of the original staff of the Rock of the 80s, K-Rock. She was there with Mike Evans. She was there with Freddie Snakeskin. She was there with Jed the Fish. She was there with... you name it, man. Richard Blade. Rick Carroll was her... program director. And Rick Carroll, God rest his soul, was a legend in LA radio programming. Back when we had them. Back when LA had, legends in radio programming. David G. Hall, who my boss at KFI is a programming legend in LA, talk radio. But Rick Carroll was a genius. And Rick Carroll put K-Rock on the air. And if you want to know, well, what's K-Rock? Have you... heard, if there's a station in your city that played new wave music back in the 80s, Rick Carroll is the guy they got the idea from.
Well, I mean, everybody listened to it. Yeah, everybody listened to it, but not everybody played that shit, man. Because they didn't have the fucking balls to play that shit. Because that shit had all kinds of crazy-ass, limey-ass, sex-dwarf bullshit. You know, all that stuff. So, No. Yeah, I know you bought it and you played it at home. But we're talking about on the fucking radio. And there was one guy here in L.A. It was Rick Carroll, put Rock of the 80s on the air, K-Rock, at the old KPPC frequency, 106.7. And anyway... That was my girlfriend, Denise. And she and I went to Hawaii. We went to Hawaii a couple times, man. But we went to Hawaii this one time when we first met. And we went to Maui. And we got a condo on Kihei Beach. And then we drove down to McKenna Bay for an afternoon. Jesus Christ. And she can tell you, because she saw it happen. And she saw me get lifted up out of the fucking water and turned on my back midair. So there I am trying to body surf this goddamn, it probably wasn't as that fucking big. It was probably about an 8-foot wave, you know, big enough. And she said, oh my God, you went up in the air. I said, I felt myself. She said, you went up in the air, you flipped over. And, oh, that's why I had water in my nose. Cause I had no sense of anything other than, oh, now I'm upside down, you know, and then I hit my shoulder. This shoulder has been fucked up for many years for a variety of many reasons, and one of them is that afternoon there. And I mean, I went up in the air and then bam, and I came out of that fucking water like dragging my one of my legs behind me. And it's funny because that's a very fond memory I have. It's like, it's a great memory. It's like I wouldn't mind having that experience again. Getting picked up and thrown and almost drowned.
There's Lindsay Rhodes and the rest of the guys of the NFL channel,
which I have sworn off. I will never watch. No, don't. No, get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Quit it. Quit it. Stop it. No football. It's baseball season. Where's my fucking baseball? Fuck this. Come on, baby. Where's the fucking hockey, motherfuckers? Where's the goddamn hockey? There it is. NHL tonight. Ah, fuck. You know what, man? Super Bowl I, the lost game. Oh, are they going to play that tonight? This is the one game that they don't have on film. Bart Starr, here's videotape. Jim Tyrer, Fred Arbanis, no, Chris Burford, yeah. Fred Arbanis, blind in one eye. Otis Taylor, badass. Mike Garrett played at SC. That's videotape. They're going between videotape and film. That's film. There's videotape. It's the Green Bay Packers. I love this, man. I love that they resurrected these old tapes. There's Jerry Kramer. Fuzzy Thurston. Look at him. Forrest Gray just died. Carol Dale. Marv Fleming. Yeah. And here comes Donnie Anderson. Oh, Jim Taylor. Oh, Paul Hornung was gone. Paul Hornung retired. That's film. Film, 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 film. Film, film, film. And that's Jim Simpson on NBC Radio. This is how they restructured this game or recreated it. Vince Lombardi. Fletcher, never heard of him. Herb Adderley, Hall of Fame. Great football player. Their blocking was so good. Jeez. And Jim Taylor was a tough motherfucker, man. All right, that's all. I better turn this down because I don't want to get distracted. Elijah Pitts. But, you know, the Chiefs had a team there, man, that was on its way to becoming legendary. I mean, they had Bobby Bell's in the Hall of Fame, Willie Lanier's in the Hall of Fame, Len Dawson's in the fucking Hall of Fame. The numbers of Hall of Famers, that Green Bay Packer team, too. But KC, you know, people thought some chicken shit team from fucking Carol Dale got hurt. Some chicken shit team from the American Football League that nobody, supposedly nobody ever heard of. I mean, fans heard of it. Fans followed it. What a feeling. Yeah. It's believing. But, you know, they never thought the Kansas City Chiefs would be jack shit. They thought the American Football League would go out of business. They said the NFL would dominate the AFL and the Super Bowl for years and years. They thought it would happen for like 10 years before the AFL would. I mean, that's how they thought, you know. And it took two fucking Super Bowls and the Jets beat the Colts. But nobody ever knew these guys were going to be that good. Fucking Kansas City. That Kansas City Chiefs team that went on to beat Minnesota in the fourth Super Bowl had got fucking Hall of Famers up and down the goddamn line, man, on that team. And, of course, Green Bay. I mean, Jesus Christ, you got, you know, Bart Starr and all of those great Herb Adderley and all those great offensive linemen that they were introducing there. Forrest Gregg is in the Hall of Fame. Jerry Kramer's in the Hall of Fame. Isn't Forrest Gregg in the Hall of Fame? Yeah, he's got to be. Force Greg went on to coach the Cincinnati Bengals to the Super Bowl. I like how my LA is, it's a big city, but it's just small town enough that when Mike Garrett gets introduced, it's like, yay! I saw him play in college, Mike Garrett. I had no idea he was so small. To me, I was just a kid. I said, Mike Garrett won the Heisman Trophy. He was killing. You know, he was just fucking tearing it up in the backfield at SC. He was the first. Mike Garrett was the first standout star tailback of the famous USC tailbacks. And then came, you know, OJ. I think OJ came after Mike. Anthony Davis, Charles White, all these guys. Reggie Bush, whose Heisman Trophy was vacated. It's a kooky world, man, you know. Now, should I get up and make myself coffee? I probably should have done that before I sat my fucking ass down here. Are we going to have more of the same trouble today? Are we? Are we going to have more of the same trouble today? I don't know. Are we going to have more of that goddamn boot up? Yeah, here we go again with your fucking goddamn ass. Yeah, see, it boots right up, man. We got a problem with this number one battery, dude. It's taking too long to fucking boot up, man. It's taking way too long. Where's my phone? It booted, so I'll save my crew. Larry Grover's where?
You know, Mr. Henry, I'm at home right now.
I just like it when Larry's at home and his mother's watching TV. I think that's what we got to do there. Jesus fucking Christ, man. Give me a break, will you? Where's the wave guard? All right, so I'm looking at bed. Phone, bedroom, television. My Friend Flicka. You know My Friend Flicka? You guys know that show? That was another show when I was a kid. You see, I'm old. You're not. I am. My Friend Flicka was a TV show that featured a horse. It was a horse show. Kids loved horse shows. And we all loved to watch My Friend Flicka. That was the name of the horse, Flicka. And she was a beautiful horse that this kid, I think the kid that was the star of that show was the kid that was also in the Rifleman, whatever that actor's name was. Where's my fucking television, Daddy-O? Come on now. Where do I got to do this shit? Bedroom, bed, television. All right, there. That's going to be that. We're here. All right. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Wait a minute. Yeah, that's good. That's a groovy thing. It's a groovy thing, you know? I like that groovy little thing, you know? That's a crazy little thing. It's a groovy little thing, you know? Kind of a wild thing, man. I mean, how much of Trump's dick can Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham stick into their mouths and up their asses without it becoming too obvious? You know, Sorry, I don't mean to be crude, but I guess I do mean to be crude. How much of that dick do they need to, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend anybody. All right, so, A. La, ha, 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 ha. All right, brothers and sisters. Are we ready to do this? Let me just see. Hey, man. Hey, baby. Hi. I don't want to be over-modulating, but, you know, that kind of happens, so you got to be prepared for it. For instance, if I was to do this, you know, I like that. I like that. Ooh, look at this. Check it out. It's all part of the plan, man. Shut your whore hole. All right. All right. Now, hold on, man. Hold the fucking phone here, Jack. I just want to see something here, man. Yeah, that's what I need. That's what we want. That's what we need. I can give you what you want. I can give you what you need, man. Hello? Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello? Hey. Hey now. All right, we're groovy. We're ready. We're ready. We're ready, man. I'm ready. I'm ready, Teddy. I'm good. I'm good to fucking go on this shit. Watch me. Watch me, man. Hey, Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. If you don't know it by now, that's what I've been telling you about, because 100 TV channels and thousands of movies, man, it's nothing to sneeze at, and it's all completely free. See, Pluto TV never asks for a credit card, yada, 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 yada. All right. Hey, man.